as we've been saying through the book of Romans, and we're in Romans chapter 8. Now, this is session 4 of 5, and we're looking at verses 26 through 30. And this was entitled, Our Weakness, Our Weakness. So let's read the passage, Romans 8, starting with verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. At some point, for those who are seeking God, who are seeking understanding, who desire peace with God and purpose in this life, they realize they cannot save themselves. They cannot achieve these things by themselves. These folks must decide, do they even like God? Much less, do they love him? For those that love him, who initiates this relationship of love? Fundamentally, no one exists without him knowing and planning for you from the beginning of time. This knowing of God results in a biological event we call birth. But to be his son or daughter, we must be born again. We search and we seek truth, and then we realize that we only love him because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. Our doubt, our weakness is overcome by his love, and we believe by faith in what we know to be true. We give ourselves to him because he gave himself for us. Remember, God is in charge and God is love. Understanding the relationship between God's sovereignty and man's free will has divided the church from the earliest of times. There are three major divisions in the Christian church which persist today. These are represented by three well-known theologians, namely Augustine, Calvin, and Wesley. Although they differ in forms of worship and practice of faith, they all agree in this matter. God's sovereignty is much greater and more powerful than man's free will. Praise the Lord. Thank goodness he is in charge. So, Father, although your church is divided into denominations and different perspectives, those that love you and trust in you and what you did for them on the cross are all one body in Christ, in you. And you prayed in John 15, 16, 17, your high priestly prayer for unity. We don't have that fully at this time, Father, but we recognize that others who maybe worship in a different way, but put you first and themselves second, trusting in what you did for them, are our brothers and sisters as well as those that go to our own church. We thank you for that. We pray for unity in your body in this time, in this life, that others may come to faith in you through your work and through loving you. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.